Ingress Prime is here. And with it, many, many changes are here as well. And we're going to talk about what we've seen and heard as well as experienced in the upgraded scanner. There's a ton of news tonight, so we'll try to get to your ideas and comments as well. So welcome to the Agent Academy.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number 38, recorded on November 7th, 2018. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Agent Sullybelly.
And I'm Agent Soho.
And it's here. Prime is here. And we'll get into that. But first, I want to hear about what y'all been up to this week. Agent Soho, ho, ho, ho. I can't wait for the Christmas episode.
Well, you know, I won't include all my comments about the new Ingress Prime because that's kind of what this show is all about. We're going to talk about the good and the bad. But I guess as far as this week, I've really been just trying to get used to it. On the day that it forced us to upgrade and we lost the old scanner, I was like, all right, I'm all in now, obviously. So I drove around. I was like, okay, I had kind of a list of things I was going to do. There was one portal that was like a couple streets down from my work, and I've been meaning to get to it because if I closed this one gap, it would be just a huge field and all this. And I was like, okay, now that I have like a built up list in my head, let me go do that with the new scanner and just see how effective it is and see how quickly I can like do it and find things and stuff like that. I'll tell you all about the what I found later because it's not really the important
thing.
The suspense
is killing me.
But you know, the important thing is like I did a lot of like little things, no big ops or anything, you know, just a lot of little connections around my work. A lot of like just trying to treat it like the old scanner and just discovering new things. I don't know. Good and bad, you know.
I had
a pretty good week. A little frustrating, but that's just because it's, you know, it's just a little learning curve, you know. But it was a good time and I'm glad it's out. So yeah.
That's the facts of life. What about you, Agent Zilly Billy?
I acquired access to Prime like less than 24 hours before the NDA dropped. So luckily I was able to find some YouTubes on how to navigate the system a little bit, which helped me immensely. And that, of course, I missed like last week because of Halloween, the week before. And so I was like, well, I kind of have a handle on this. So as soon as it dropped, I saw people saying, you know, don't download if you're not ready and blah, 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 in our local chats and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, we're going to switch, so I don't care. So I went ahead, let it download and went with it. But then I saw this news about Recursion. And I'm like, I'm sure we're going to talk about that later. But in more detail. But I saw that. And I'm like, I want prestige Call of Duty stuff.
Sorry, but I'm only level. Barking.
That's okay. She doesn't like prestige Call of Duty stuff. but I was like, well, I'm only level 12, but I should be 13. So I kind of went through my badges. It was like one of those things that kind of just nudges you. Like, what are you doing? And so I looked and I only had 60 uniques to capture, unique portals to capture to get a gold badge, and that was what was badge locking me because I kind of just go in the same tours throughout the week. So I found a cemetery that was a little out of the way, not too much out of the way, but because of daily savings time switching. I know not every place has daily savings time, but we have daily savings time where we switch the whole like area switches an hour, like backward or forward.
Yeah. Fall back, because, spring forward.
Yeah, it's just because. And it helps something. It helps us, like, I don't know, preserve our whale blubber oil. I'm not sure. It's like, I heard that on Jimmy Kimmel. I can't take credit. But it's, yeah, I'm like, well, crud, because I get off work at like 4:30 and I checked for sunset. Sunset's at 5:22. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's going to take me like I'm going to have like 10 minutes at the cemetery to drive. And so you can't cruise through a cemetery fast. So
right. As long as you're on your way out when it closes, though, you're good.
Trying to be respectful. Mm. And yeah, like I was all the way in the back when I'm like, okay, this is technically like time. Like, but the whole day was overcast already. So it was already darker than normal. So it's like, you couldn't really tell when sunset was. So right. I'm like, all right, I got to head out of here. And so then I still, I wasn't sure how many I had. I hadn't dinged yet. I knew I was going to be, even if I had all of them in the cemetery, I was going to be like 10 shy. And I didn't hit all of them because I was just like, no, it's sunset. I got to leave. And so, I hit some neighborhood areas and, it was still not dinging. And so I checked my app. And it still said the original number. Still I had 60 to go. And I'm like, oh, no. So I reset the app, you know, turned it off, turned it back on. And it's like, it's been 7 hours since your last login. I'm like, no.
I bet you cussed a little bit.
I just yelled no. I didn't cuss. And then, but it did update, and it updated the numbers. It did count all of them. Well, I assume it counted all of them because I knew how many were in that area, but I didn't grab all of them because I knew I was out of time. But I was able to go around the neighborhood, and luckily the neighborhood had like churches and parks and some statues and stuff. So I was able to grab enough to get to 13. So I had 13.
Girl, 13!
Super happy!
Yeah.
The other thing I did this week. Yeah! Okay! The other thing I did this week is I played Ghostbusters World. Came out. Don't laugh.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. It is kind of awesome that the song actually like plays in the background the whole time. And the ghosts are pretty cool looking. The animation style is really good looking. They have a really cool feature. It's not like Pokemon Go or Ingress where you actually have to go anywhere. Like, so many, like, ghosts spawn around me in my house. Like, I don't have to go anywhere to do anything. So,
oh, crazy. Oh, really?
And you can build stuff off of destroying ghosts. So you can craft the stuff you need. And there's a story mode built into the game. So there's an augmented reality feature, and you can go out and gather resources at portals. I'll talk about that in 1 second. But you can also, like, my husband was able to set up a portal in her house.
Oh, cool. Couch portal.
But it seems like everyone can. And it's not like a portal in Pokemon Go or in Ingress where it has to be verified or anything. It's just like you just set it up. And yeah. I noticed too, like there's portals in places like that wouldn't be portals in Pokemon Go or in Ingress. Like there's one at the Kroger. There's two at the local park. Like down the road, and there's one in someone's yard for no reason, and
it's just random.
Like,
places.
Yeah, they totally. And instead of having a title, it says unknown portal. Like,
maybe they put it there.
Maybe I don't know. And it had like kind of the raid boss thing happening, like in Ghost and like in Pokemon Go, where we went to a park and a boss Vito, he was going to appear, and then we saw him appear, and he kicked my butt because I was like level 12. So I couldn't do anything against him. But it was, I liked the combat was really good. It felt good. And they have kind of a team-based, like, oh, what do they call that when, like, it's like a round-robin style
like a turn-based. A round robin style turn-based thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, you got it, Brent. You guessed it.
Yeah, thanks, Brent.
You're welcome.
In the story mode battles, and so the game's fun and it's really playable and it's
oh, like a round robin.
It's different
like
enough.
Team-based? Like turn-based?
Yeah, turn-based, yeah. But it's, I would say it's different enough that if you're kind of interested in checking it out, like, it's worthwhile to see if you like that gameplay. But it's definitely not a substitute for Ingress. There's not enough overlap to where it's doubling up on things. And I would like to say, too, like,
it's a game.
For all the grief, yeah, it's a game. Check it out, it's free. And if you like Ghostbusters, check it out. It's free.
Totally. When are they going to make the Goonies? Anyway.
Goonies.
Yeah. But the one thing I didn't like about it, and maybe that's the snobbery that has been instilled in me from Ingress and Pokemon Go, is that I'm used to portals being of cultural significance or community significance. And so to see portals just out there with, like, no names and just randomly placed, I was just like, that's disappointing. Because, like, part of what I like about Ingress is just, like, discovering things in my community. So if these portals and these, you know, and other AR games are just, like, random, it's, like, it's fine for the gameplay, but it's just disappointing from what I've kind of come to expect.
Yeah, I think the
OPR.
It's like a connection between like this reality, like the location itself, and the game. You know, like if the portal is a fountain and you can see the fountain and touch it, then it's way cooler. But yeah, if there's just like an arbitrary point where there's a portal in the middle of a field,
that's like, what there was. Yeah,
you're like, I wonder what the like is it this blade of grass? Is that the portal? Like, that's dumb. You know?
So, can you name your own portals? Like in Delta T, you can put down portals, but you can name them. So you set your factory down, and then you name it. So you go around and be like, Abadar's a big cheater, and you just put those everywhere, just so you know that. Ingress players are going to play and go, come on.
I don't know, because I'm actually still, like, there's still tutorial aspects. I'm at level 12, and, like, I'm still hitting, like, these points where they're, like, walking me through, like, certain crafting mechanisms and stuff. And so I'm like, the game is deep enough. It's just, it's very different, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I accidentally opened up Delta T today. And it was touching a disease. It was like, oh, God, I wanted to open that. Like,
I just heard about this game in a local chat today. Someone said they were getting Delta vibes from something. And I'm like, what I don't know what you're talking about. And they explained Delta T is a game. So
When it first came out, I was showing people and going, hey, I got into the Ingress beta and showing them Delta T. And then they'd be like, oh, this is crap. I don't get this. Why do they fire like this? And it was a lot of fun. But
when they got their hands on the real real prod, they're this is crap. No, anyway.
Don't do it. But I was, not to jump on your week. That was
your
week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll
tell me your week. That was my week, yeah.
Like, I've been playing another game. I played a little bit of Ghostbusters, and I agree with some of what you're saying. There's some cool stuff, especially if you're a Ghostbusters fan, but I've been doing a lot of the Our World Walking Dead. And the team aspect on that one is what I like. But my team sucks. And I hate my team. And I don't like that. And I want to find a team that actually will clear my board for me. So if that's you, let me know. And I will join your team. Because every week they're like, man, Goonie Guy's an all-star. And I'm like, you son of a bitch, start doing something. Like, I'm pulling the whole team here. Because I used to be a team of one. This is my wolf pack. And I would clear out the boards. And I would think, well, maybe I should get a team where there's like, you know, 24 of us doing this. And we can get to higher levels. It doesn't happen. I'm still the only one clearing the damn boards. Am I the only one playing this game? Anyway, that's a different show. Listen to our Walking Dead Our World podcast for more information. It's a joke. That's just where I get ideas for Ingress. So Besides that, I had an awesome time. Actually, should I go back further? Let's see. Halloween? Did we talk about Halloween yet?
No.
So
no,
I did
hashtag Hallowgreen. And to do this, I had to come up with a concept, which was a waste dump. So I did a waste dump with a toxic spider built out of PVC pipes, and it was this big. I don't know if y'all can see how big that is, but...
No, you're off screen.
It's about 8 to 10 feet wide, and I used about 10 spray cans of goop stuff that hardens up into foam, into like this toxic waste stuff. And then I went to this place called Dirt Cheap that just sells stuff dirt cheap. Go figure what? The name. They basically get the crap from like Amazon that's like they just want to get rid of it, so then they sell it like... Anyway, they had their Halloween shit 90% off, and so I got all the glow-in-the-dark stuff I could find. So we had like probably 100 glow sticks just all over the yard and everywhere, and I had my nephew and my son in these like toxic waste-looking suits, you know, those white suits. Anyway, green lights everywhere. It was a lot of fun. And we gave out green candy and toxic waste candy. That was our candy. So,
what else did you give out?
It was green candy. So it was like green Dum Dums, and then.
But you also had the little cards I saw on your Instagram.
Yeah,
I saw.
So I don't know. I meant to check the next door board to see if any parents were like, "Who's this creep giving out these?" So I printed out these little slips that had like, you know, the world around you is not what it seems. And then it had like a barcode that went to Agent Academy podcast/recruit. And then it said like download ingress and whatever. And then I just put those in the bags of candy. And then I would just hand out the bags that had the candy and those in it to all the kids. And
does it link to auto recruit so that like you get credit for your badge?
No, I won't get recruited. There's no way to do that, unfortunately. Like the closest thing I've thought about doing is just making a form that's like, hey, come play Ingress, sign up here. And then they sign up in the form, you get their email and you send them an invite. Like that's the only way I can see to do it.
I know. I finally got my recruitment badge out of two, and I have gotten like 9 people into this game, and I'm like, this is terrible, because like when you're trying to get people into the game, you can't like bother them with like, I'm gonna email you, and then from the email that you want to sign up for the game in, make sure it's not your work email, and they're like, can I just like, it's in the app store right here, can I just, I'm just gonna download it, dude.
No!
And they don't, you can't explain to a new person. You don't want to, like, discourage them, you know? So you're just like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they need some kind of affiliate program.
Impossible.
You could tell them there's an incentive. I mean, you don't have to lie.
Just a code. Here's my passcode.
Well, if you sign up under me, I think we both get something. See, you could be vague about it. So be like, I think...
Maybe get nothing.
You get $100. Sign up. Oh, you didn't get $100? That's weird. How do you like an ingress?
Oh, that's weird.
Just gloss over that $100 thing. Man, that might work. Yeah. I might have to start doing that. My bank does it. Get $100. Get your kid to sign up.
I think next year I'm going to steal your idea but slightly alter it so that it does go to a Google form so I can email them the link.
That's a good idea. And you could be like, I will help you with the game. Like, I will give you gear.
I don't want to know people. No.
Just a form. And lots of candy. Remember, I gave you lots of candy. Sign up. So besides that, I had an awesome time at Mission Day in Nashville. So I went up there, and it was Mission Day Plus. The Nashville agents did an incredible job setting up the event and running it, even though there were like other events going on at the same time. Everything, at least from my viewpoint, went off flawlessly. You know how that is, though. In the back, they were probably scrambling, doing some crazy stuff to make it look like that, which is even better. So big props to Peanuts Mom and Technoblogical. I don't even know if that's how you say your name, dude, but I'm actually, we're going to the Austin Anomaly, and I'm going to pick him up on the way. So that's going to be fun. And there are a lot of other Nashville agents that I got to see and saw. Loverbee Fresh, thanks for checking me out. So hopefully I get my badge. If I don't get my badge, I know who to talk to. See, just wiping my name off the sheet. Yeah. No, I never saw him. Never showed up. Bunch of other people, the Cheat OSX. I finally got to meet him. Great guy. And as well as got to see Hard Candy and The Walker and American and Merle. And I'll get to see some of y'all again in Austin, so I can't wait. A lot of fun. And I also met a local Rez that we've been sparring. I guess that's the word you say, like when you're like killing each other's portals left and right. I mean, not like purposefully, but it's just we're in the same area all the time. So Black FBI. I don't know if it's Black FBI Van or if it's Black FBI Ivan. I'm going with FBI Van. But he was a super nice guy, and we talked about possibly even starting to do FS, doing an FS, because I need a resistance agent around here to do FS, and if they continue with the AAP for FS events, I'm super psyched about trying to get one of those going, and hopefully get some more tadpoles in the Huntsville pool, because we need something going on here. Because this is something I want to talk about later when we talk about Prime and recursion and all this stuff is the kitten's in here. Oh no, the cat's going wild. Anyway, is the fact that like gear and leveling, so they have a farm there in this park. And I use the word park loosely because it was like big enough to have like, I don't know, 100 portals. And you can drive around it, and in 15 minutes, I just did 3 laps. Like, I got more gear than I would get fracking, you know, one night with some other agents here. Like, and that's after, like, a week of, like, setting it up and getting people together and go there and get it done. Like, I can't imagine having that access to that kind of equipment 24/7. Just be like, oh! Every day to work, I would spend 15 minutes to drive through the park and then head on to work. I would never need gear, and I would always, I don't know. So that was crazy to experience that, and it's only a 2-hour drive, so it's like one of those 4 hours to get the same amount of gear in about the same amount of time as setting up a farm and getting it all set up here. It may be worth it to drive to Nashville, which is 2 hours away. I don't know. So maybe I could just buy gear in the store. Oh, wait, no, that's not going to happen either. That's going to go away, but we'll talk about that later. And right. A bit in something we like to call
situation report.
So I skipped off some of my stuff in my week, but that's okay. We got a lot of news to get to in the situation report today. And the first one here is kind of going backwards in the timeline, but it fits. Niantic is listening to the agents, and they actually made a statement yesterday. Was it yesterday? Sometime this week about the, quote, pay-to-win items in the store, and they're going to be removing, I believe, the level 7, the level 8, and the other high-level items like Aegis. And I don't remember if Lawson Cubes were in there, but I assume Lawson Cubes, too, from the store. After a large, I don't know if it's a large portion of the community, but I know it was
a loud portion.
It was a loud portion, and I know for a fact that some of the Vanguards were part of that, made big posts and got people posting on that and reading it. So they're listing and pay-to-win items, and this is in the, I guess, well, it's in both stores, but what do y'all think about, do y'all know what's going on? Have y'all seen the packs? Yeah. Like, what do y'all think?
I saw it go up the store, and like someone mentioned, like, hey, there's new stuff in the store. We looked, and it was like, oh, there's this and stuff, but I kind of like priced it out, and it's like, to me, because of maybe it's location based and my access to people who can make level 8 portals and stuff, I'm like, oh, it's cheaper to frack and get better stuff than that. So, yeah. Or more stuff than that. And so I'm like, okay. But I understand, like, maybe not everyone lives in an area where that's possible. So I didn't think it was a big deal because they did say it was temporary. They said it was for the launch of Prime. So I thought, well, it's going away too. But, you know, I've done OPR in areas where sometimes you do like these towns and there's like six portals in the whole town and nothing, like vast areas of nothing.
It's like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you do for people like that who can't acquire gear on their own. So I don't know. I can kind of see, I see both sides of the argument. I don't want the game to go pay to win, obviously. But I thought I personally thought the prices were prohibitive enough to where if you were in a populated area, it didn't make sense.
And that's kind of what I kept looking at was, like, in my mind, I'm like, what's the audience for these bundles? Like, who would actually buy these bundles? And I was thinking, well, maybe the rural areas. And if that's the case, like, how does that affect the game? And maybe it's not the items themselves or what's in it, but it's just the fact that they're there and what's next. There's a slippery slope kind of thing. But I don't know.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think, Agent Sober?
So, as I look in the store right now with the scanner, there is a header that says limited time specials. I don't remember seeing that before. I don't know if that was just added because of the outcry or whatever, but it kind of doesn't matter if it's there or not. The fact that they're selling things that are not just like in-game items, like that aren't cosmetic, like, you know, and that's breaks kind of the trust, I guess, between the player and the publisher, is the fact that you will always kind of like be there for us for the people that try and play and practice and that are there, right? I mean, so, you know, like all of look at all the MOBAs and now like you have the team-based shooters and stuff, Overwatch and all that kind of stuff, Team Fortress 2. They do it too. And it's a trust. It's a bond. And then when you break it, everybody's just, it's like, oh, what did you do that for? Like you cheated on me, right? Like, why would you do that? You know? And that's an obvious recourse, but to be the company to break that trust and then just, well, you know, ask for forgiveness. It's almost like for a lot of people, that's not good enough. Like once you cheat, that's it. I'm out. That kind of thing. Not us, obviously. We're still here. We still love Ingress. I'm just saying that I can totally relate to this, and it's just that's a bad thing to do, and it seems like they should know better. I do know that, you know, it is easier to ask for forgiveness. Like you could just, well, let's just try it and see what happens. Oh, they don't like it. Well, let's pull back. I think the fact that that even crossed their mind to try something like this is bad going forward.
Well, and that's what I've seen a lot of that, you know, around the net about trust and selling items and whatnot. But like, I keep going back to, well, what about loadout cards? I mean, at every anomaly, you get rare and very rare loadout cards with so much more crap than that, like 2 quantum capsules and then, you know, 100 bursters and like just a crap load of stuff. But no one was screaming about that. And people were buying cards left and right. I mean, they were buying them for the next anomaly. They were buying them to sell on eBay. They were buying them to give out to friends, buying them for emergencies. They were buying these left and right, not just for themselves, one per anomaly. They would go in and buy 10, 20 packs of people who had this money. So, like, the item sales were there. It just was you had to go to an anomaly to do it, right? You had to get a physical card. And here's what I've been thinking. Okay, so there's a big problem with going and being able to buy gear online, buying these loadout cards on eBay. And the thing is, a physical card with a code on it, they cannot stop anyone from selling on eBay. It is impossible because it is just a card. just like any trading card, and you can sell it. There's no way they can stop anybody legally, or even just like, oh, it's against the TOS to sell a physical item. Like, it just can't be done. So I think what they were trying to do, because this goes with the anomaly stuff, is they stopped giving out the packs at anomalies. So instead of giving the packs with the loadout cards, you would get a digital code. And digital codes, they can stop, because you cannot sell digital assets if the company won't allow you to, because that is theirs. And so now they can go to eBay or whatever and say, hey, do not let anyone sell these codes. That's what they did in like World of Warcraft and other games. They went away from the TCG card game. I think a lot of that was because of all the sales from the cards. And so I think they're kind of patterning after that. And they're like, okay, well, let's still offer these options, but we'll offer it in the store. We'll offer it digitally without the cards and things like that. And could they have been like, well, let's see if we can get away with it or whatever. Or here's the other thing is they could have been like, well, let's try with this. And then we'll go, oh, yeah, yeah, we won't sell the Aegis or this item. We'll only sell this. And everybody's like, oh, thank God they're not going to sell that. And then now everybody's happy that they're selling the other items. And they're still making money or whatnot. And it's like, that could be a thing too. But personally, yeah. I think it actually just comes down to, I think they were trying to get rid of, I think they were trying to do something for the community. And no one's like seeing that. Like, everybody's just on this like warpath of you're selling equipment. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, we've been selling equipment and you've never yelled at us for it. So why is it now all suddenly a problem because it's in the scanner and everybody has access to it that didn't have access to it, that couldn't go to an anomaly? It's like, it kind of evened the playing field. So I, you know, and I don't know, maybe people didn't know about the loadout cards. And so now it's like kind of a shock to the system. Like, oh, they're selling, you know, 10 birth, you know, 10 resonators. Like, looking at the defense kit, I was like, who's buying, you know, 51 to 8 resonators for $5? Like, that doesn't seem like a smart, like, purchase, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Like, I think you're right. A lot of these people probably didn't know about that. I had actually forgotten about that myself, but yeah, it might be lesser known. But also, you're right. Like, who's the audience for this? But besides, I mean, it's easy to say, well, you know, like, they're only doing it for the money. You know, it's always kind of the first thing. Like, if you've never owned a business before and you're unaware of how to monetize things and how a business plan might generate money, you know, the first thing is just the most obvious. Oh, they're just it's just a money grab, right? They're putting things in the store so they get rich. Oh, they're greedy. That's probably not necessarily the case, because there's a lot of ways they could also monetize this to where it wouldn't charge us a dime, like monetized APIs. Look into that if you don't know what that is. It's an invisible way to make money with apps. Nobody spends money and you get rich. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the money grab. I don't think they're greedy. I think maybe they did this for a different reason. I think they wanted people to have easy access to items. You know, I mean, how like easy rural, is it? You just
rural areas where people can't normally get items or stuff.
Yeah. And that's my guess. I don't think
being
evil or anything like that. You know, it seems like a great company. I mean, so that's what I'm leaning on. The non-evil company.
Yeah. I will say, like, as someone who's never been to any events, I didn't know they were selling loadout cards. So,
yeah.
Like that when you tell me that, like, then that tells me, okay, the haves have always halved. Like, they've always been able to make that purchase and do that. It just hasn't been available for everyone to make that purchase, because you had to have that luxury to travel to even know that that was available to purchase before. So,
yeah.
I was trying to get out. I pulled out my scrapbook. My wife calls this my ingress scrapbook. I'm not a scrapbooker. But I have some loadout cards. And damn, if my eyes aren't horrible. But I mean, cool. On this loadout card, it's like Aegis shields, multi hacks, power cubes, XMPs, resonators, heat sinks, ADAs, Jarvis's, quantum capsules, portal shields, and SoftBank Ultra Link Amp. So, you know, so it's like, it's just not just them? Level 4 resonators, it's the good shit that everybody wants. Mm-hmm. And they've been selling it, you know, at least for a year, I know, if not longer. I mean, that's how most of my quantum capsules I have, because my kids gave me their cards because they didn't, you know, want them. And I was like, well, okay. And I think, I don't know. I think I think Eric's right about the trust. Like I think that's a lot of why the community is upset. And I think rightfully so in a way, because I think they, even though I think they might've done things for good reasons, I think they need to be more open about it and talk about it. Like, we get these little surveys all the time now. Like, why not send us a survey with, hey, we were thinking about doing this. What do you think? They would have had all this mm-hmm. blowback and never had to write the code to even put the crap in the store for it, right? It's like, okay, that was a bad idea. Well, what do y'all think about this? Like, what would you be okay with?
And then yeah, that's a great use of the surveys, because they do send those out a lot. I do think they should let that be kind of their bulletproof vest, right? Like, yeah. Let that soak up the bullets first, you know?
Yeah, and then the second tier is the Vanguards. Like, I would think maybe that was first tier, but, like, I saw a post from one of the Vanguards about, you know, the whole situation, and I'm wondering, like, well, did they not consult the Vanguards on, I mean, this is a major yeah. change. Like, at least throw it to the Vanguards is like a, hey, what do you think? And they would have gotten this reaction from them, and they could have refined it at least a little bit more before releasing it. So, but that's my kind of opinion, the whole Vanguard thing anyway. Like, we talked about that, I think, last week. Like, you know, it's a little too, like, private. Like, what the hell is the Vanguard Club doing anyway? Mm-hmm. It's like, let's talk about it and hear what's going on. And, you know, it, to me, it's almost like you're, you know, we just voted for our senators and governors and stuff. Like, that kind of feels like what the Vanguards are, right? They're supposed to be kind of pushing the agenda for the factions. And at least in my head, I could have mm-hmm. no clue, though. I could be absolutely wrong about that, because there's no info about it. So give us that info. Let us know what's going on with that. Okay, so anyway, I guess back to the news story. They're listening. They're taking some of those items out. We actually got a message from Andrew tonight who said that the team's working feverishly to get the new IAP items in there. That's in-app purchases for anyone who did not know what IAP is. We all knew immediately. We didn't have to look it up. Look at chat. So that's good. I think that's... I hope people take all the good stuff that's coming out with the release right now, that they're listening. Like, Andrew told me, like, I asked him about some of this when it was going on, and he said, well, we're not taking it out right now, but we are listening to everybody, and the whole team's, like, looking at the chats and everything, engaging, and, you know, they're talking about it internally. So I think there's something to be said for Niantic and Ingress a year, 2 years ago as to where they are now. And we all learned back then when the team was much smaller, like before Pokemon Go, and they probably didn't have as many people on the team, that there's a lot of stuff that happened. They couldn't get to looking at cheating stuff as much. And we all kind of got that idea of, like, well, I'm not going to report this dude who's obviously spoofing, because they're not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to complain about it, that they didn't do anything about it. Whereas if you report them now, they actually get to it pretty quickly. And so do that. And I think that happens with all this stuff. They're listening. Andrew's there listening. So comment. And he expressly said, you know, there's some, you know, negativity, but that's good too. They want to know both sides of it. So let them know the bad and the good. keep at it because it's a better game for all of us. Also in the store, Beacons. Did y'all see the Beacons pack?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the Beacons pack.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff I can't get to or couldn't get to because it's old stuff. So I haven't bought it yet, but I'm thinking about buying the Beacons pack. I like Beacons.
I have a few, so I don't know if I'm going to buy the whole pack because I haven't been able to use ones I have.
Yeah, yes. Me too. I keep them forever for just the right moment. And that moment never gets here. I'm just
yeah,
like, oh.
Totally. It's like when you get special items at an MMO release.
I know.
And then you're like, well, I'm going to save this. And then like you become like top level and you're like, this is garbage now. Yeah. I've never used this.
My one get out of jail free card. And
yeah.
I can now break out of jail easily. So, I use them on, like, things that I, like, every time I take Buck's pocket, I definitely throw up a beacon. Usually an E&L beacon, but if I don't have one handy, I'll throw a different one up there. So I'll use them probably, I don't know, probably I shouldn't, but hopefully they make some sort of, like, locker for beacons so it doesn't count against your inventory. That'd be nice.
I would love to have the whole pack, but, like, I don't want that many slots taken up right now.
Right. And I think Arctic Rebel, I think, had an idea a long time ago about basically player-made beacons and being able to submit those. And well, they would have to be approved. Like, think about it like OPR, right? You let OPR at it, have to approve the beacons. So you don't have like penis beacons out there or something.
That stuff's going to get through.
Right. Yeah. Every once in a while. But then you ban the player for putting a penis beacon in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like Snapchat does it, right? You can build a Snapchat filter. The sad thing is I actually built one for Mission Day for the Agent Academy. And it was for like 12 hours. And if you were at the location where you check out, you could actually do a Snapchat with the Agent Academy logo and stuff on it. And I completely forgot. So I didn't even get one single snap with the new filter, but you know, they've got to approve it and they approved or disapproved them. They definitely didn't like the ones where I put the Ingress logo on there. They don't like copyrighted material, but they did it really fast. Mm. And I'm not saying Ingress could do it really fast or OBR could do it really fast, but I think they could do it. So, but yeah, where would you put all those beacons now that you're buying beacons? Like, imagine if you could make a beacon and sell it in the store.
Ooh.
And you get 50% in CMU. Maybe it's even just CMU, not actual cash.
I would say if you want mm-hmm. to sell stuff in the store, like beacons, you need to make those items not count as inventory space.
Right. I agree. Completely. Like
one tip there.
Yeah.
One tip, just not on your beacon.
Yeah.
Scanner, talking about redacting stuff, like last statement. Scanner Redacted Unpublished is now available in the Google Play Store. So if you're on Prime and you want to submit a portal or look at the scoreboard, you'll need to go back and look at Ingress 1 because it's not in there yet. So Scanner Redacted is available and will be available for Apple next week. Is that
like a right, week? Really?
Like a week?
Yeah, like a week.
In time for the anomaly. That was Andrew also said that. They're definitely getting this out there before the anomaly. So people who are going to be at the anomalies on the 17th will have version 1 if they want it. And I think most anomaly folks are saying, hey, don't upgrade or whatnot. And it's weird. Like, I have the Prime Beta app, and then I have Ingress, which isn't updated. It's still on 1. I don't know why on my Android it didn't, like, auto-update it. So I've been actually using the beta to play the Prime. And then I got the Scanner Redacted. So I have like 3 apps of Ingress on my phone. Is that enough?
That's hilarious. No, the funny thing is there's like people out there with like 1 Ingress app with 3 accounts. But no, you're doing it the other way. You have 3 Ingress apps for 1 account. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's been fun. Andrew Krug's monthly AMA started, I believe, on Tuesday. So the November AMA is already closed for putting in your own questions. So you were too slow. You should, you know, go to our website, the Agent Academy podcast.
They're not slow. They're ahead of time for next month.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Just don't post that question yet for next month. Wait till it's
save it.
Ready. That's good. That's good. Ingress Prime is released. Should we save that? Let's save that for the end. We'll save that for the last one for the sit rep. So Ingress, the animation, the release date on Netflix, November 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Sound right? I guessed it the date. I couldn't remember, so I thought it was the 23rd.
Oh, it's somewhere around there. It sounded right to me.
And that was found on the Netflix schedule. Like, it hasn't actually been announced by Ingress or Ingress the Animation, ingressanime.com. I don't think about the Netflix release, but Netflix did post their schedule for the month, and that was the date that the animation was going to be released. And we actually had a comment on our YouTube about how we're so stupid and we should just search for more. And the episode one was already out on YouTube. But it was, you know, someone ripped the first episode and uploaded it to the YouTube channel. And it's like really small. And they have like their like avatar, like putting their arm on it. And I'm like, why? Who would want to watch that? Like,
yeah, why would we want to? Like, report that someone's ripped off
a
Netflix video.
Like I just did.
It. Like, I mean, obviously,
you don't want to rent the show out.
I mean, everything has been ripped and pirated at some point. It's not worth mentioning, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what I posted. Yeah. I was like, you know, like, I think we want the Ingress, the animation, to do well. And if everybody goes and watch this ripped copy instead of watching it on Netflix, then Netflix is going to go, that's not worth it. We're not going to do another season. So I implore everybody to watch it on Netflix. Go ahead and thumbs it up. And let's see how many seasons we can get out of it. And the other thing is remember that the animation is in a alternate universe. Think of it like in the comic books when, like, you know, there's two kind of different storylines where Spider-Man's doing the, you know, it's the same Spider-Man, but kind of different. And they're in these, like, multiverse kind of... It's the same thing. It's not the timeline we're in. So don't think that the stuff
don't
that's happening
it,
in the show
don't
is,
get
like...
get it twisted.
Yeah. Something like that. I did watch the Japanese version. I VPN'd over and watched the end because I wanted to see what they did with the cards because they asked us to send in cards of agents. Could not find ours. They're like so small. Like you see Andrew's and a few other people's, but the rest of them are like so tiny. Like if we're there, you cannot tell. So
maybe each episode is different.
I fast forward it because I didn't want to ruin the story because I cannot tell what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So I just fast forward to the end of a few of them. It looks the same.
Oh, does it?
Outro on all of them, but who knows? Maybe that'll change. Anyway,
cool.
Okay, animation website. Their website's been updated. The Ingress website, if you haven't been, totally revamped. It looks like maybe they're moving Investigate. That used to be ingress.investigate or investigate.ingress. I can't remember now. There's a tab just for Investigate now that has some, you can click on it, it has files and stuff. And so maybe that's where PA Chapeau is posting the information now. Or the new PA Chapeau. Because it is a new one, right? It
looks, it
looks new. So that's their new events tab, which I will say this. Whoever's doing the events tab, please put some sort of a marker on each event that lets us know, like, what type of event it is. Because right now it's just, like, the date and the city name, which is good to know. But, like, I may not care about Mission Day or FS or something in that area. So please put a marker on those. There's also on the new website, the Ingress story. If you go to ingress.com/game, There's a cool video. It's actually, I believe, P.A. Chapeau that kind of gives a timeline of what's already happened and kind of the backstory of what's going on and why you should be a truth seeker. So I encourage everyone to go there and watch it. Maybe even a good place to, like, show new players that you want to play. It's just kind of a cool, you know, storyline video about what's going on and the leak of the XM out of the scanner and all that stuff. Good watch. And I love those. Like, keep doing more of that. Like, I talked to some people who I will say, I won't give out the names, but they were talking about, like, I don't get the storyline. Like, why do they even waste the time on the storyline, like, stuff and the videos? And I'm just like, oh my God, that is what makes Ingress so awesome. Like,
yeah.
Don't ever speak that publicly. Just pretend you enjoy it, because I don't want them to stop that. I want them to do more and more and more. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I feel like I'm on crack or something. I'm talking too much.
The story, because I just came in. It's one of these things. I just told someone today about this. Like, I just got into Ingress like a year ago, and I still feel like such a newbie. Like, the storyline of the game is so deep and so in depth. Like, I can't figure it all out. Like, I've watched some things and some things that are supposed to catch you up, and it's like, okay, I'm more confused than I was before.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Audible books?
No, because I can't do it when I'm driving, because I tried it once, and like, I got to work, and I'm like, I don't even remember driving here, because I get lost.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just that's good drive. Like, because I drive like 45 minutes one way. So it's like, that's not okay for me to do that. I don't do audiobooks while I drive. And then when I'm at work, like, I can't, because I have to be available for people. So,
right. Well, when you're out walking and playing Ingress, you can lose your way. But anyway, there's a good book, I think, that has a lot of story kind of to it. It's the Niantic Project, and it's on Audible, which you can get at audibletrial.com/Agent Academy, which Arctic Rebel did. Thank you, Arctic. Or maybe it was Evil Amy. But thank you for doing that. But it's really an awesome book, because it's just ADA sitting there reading you the book, like the story, and it's like it's following Devra Levanovich. I forget his name. But it's very interesting. Like, I'll listen to it when I'm going on like an op that I'm having to drive like hours and hours. Like, I'll put that on, even though I've heard it like 5 times now. I'm just like, it just feels like in the game. I love it. Anyway,
I will consider that one.
That's good. I wonder if I can share it. If you have an Audible account, I'll try to share it with you. It's good. And I hope they make the rest, because they have more books. I don't have time to read anymore, unfortunately. Like, there's no time I can just, like, well, I'm going to sit down and sink 3 hours into just reading my eyeballs. So I have to listen to books in the car or when I'm out walking around playing Ingress. It's my only time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Ingress, Ingress Prime is here.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yes. What's up?
What's up? Some people may not be as excited as I am if you read, like, Google Plus comments. What? But that shit's going away. So,
or Google Reddit. Plus,
that is.
Or Twitter.
Oh, that's going away. Maybe not all of it. Some of it. So, Ingress Prime is out. There's, you know, there's people. There's bugs. There's things that don't work as well as the Ingress one. Should we go over, instead of me just like blah, 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 blah.
Your pros and cons.
I don't want to do this. Pros and cons. So, Soho, give me a pro.
Pro. This is going to be the most obvious, but the look of it, the way it's just more modern. It's less boxy, I guess. The old one, you know, the big ops button on the top right, and just the angles and stuff, and the lack of like gradients and like smoothness. I don't know. On the old one, But then the new one is just, it's all about curves and gradients, and it's just sleek. It looks modern. So I'll go with that with a pro. And the fact that when you zoom all the way out, half of the UI disappears. So that wasn't actually very intuitive to me, because all of us right here just talked about it before we recorded this show, and I was expressing how that was annoying to me. But then I'm like, oh, it goes away when you zoom out. But now I like that, because it's even cleaner now. So like, if this is attached to your dashboard and you're driving around, all the UI junk is not in the way, and it just looks sleek. So I do like the look of this. Very cool.
Zilly Billy Khan.
I don't have a lot of gripes about it. Obviously some of the bugs need to be worked out, like minor things. I have to refresh, like kind of close it and reopen it a couple times sometimes. But the one thing I really, really dislike, and I really hope they change, is when you're attacking and you're holding down for that maximum bonus damage, the percentage of damage you do, that like plus, you know, go hopefully 20% damage, that it's a big black bar, like right where you're attacking. It's like right in the center of the screen, which is generally right over the resonators. I want to see, if they're going away, to see like, and so I have to swivel then while I'm attacking to see all the resonators and stuff. And that's just seems unnecessary. Like that bonus percentage, it's not the most important thing I'm looking at on the screen at that time. Right. That could be off in the corner, I think, in my personal opinion. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But to me, that was like, and like, I will admit, that's a tiny, tiny gripe. Like,
that's okay. Tiny gripes are great. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I think, like we said, they're listening, maybe not to us, but to other people. So I think all these little things, I don't think you're the only one that thinks that. So I think it's good to, no matter how little gripes seem, let people know. So, but going along with that, so there's, and this may be a noob thing, sorry if I'm a noob, but someone told me that the percentage bonus is, it's not like percentage of damage. It's a percentage of to hit, like the mods on it, to like knock mods off.
Alright. I don't care, I just don't want it there.
Well, no, I'm wondering. I'm asking because to me it makes a big difference. Like sometimes I'm attacking something, I might not care about the mods on it. And so I might not, like, it might be better just to quick fire a bunch of bursters and then to sit there trying to get 20. So that's one thing I'd like to find out. So if you know, let us know. And sorry if I'm a noob. I'm a noob. Confess.
I didn't know that either.
Here. Okay.
I always thought it was a damage bonus too. So,
okay, that was a con, and Eric had a positive. So, Agent Soho, con!
Con? Okay, so the con would be one of the biggest things that bugs me is the little X button, the little cancel button. It's right next to the Android like home button, and the hitbox, I guess you would call it, for the little X is just pitiful. It's like you gotta have a tiny little finger, a beep, point it right in the center. Because when I'm just like, when my big old thumb just smacks it, and I'm in the car, and I'm like beep beep beep, and I'm trying to go fast. No. You got to slow way down to use this UI because everything is so precise and everything is so microscopic. You know, it's just, it bothers me. I like the big chunkiness of the buttons on the first UI. Like the ops button is just big. Like you would have to be like, there's no way you could miss that button. But in this new UI, constantly, I'm just like, I can't, it's hard to even click on a portal too. Like driving around. Yeah. Or riding in the car, don't play while you're driving.
I have a pro.
It's hard to just click on a portal. I'm like, click, click. I'll click all around it. You know, and it's just like, So the interface, the user experience, and clicking buttons is the con for me.
I can see that.
I'll agree with that.
Okay, Zelly Belly, Pro!
I haven't been speed locked yet.
What?
Since switching to Prime, I've been going pretty fast.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah, hacking away.
Really?
When your hubby been driving, though, right? You've been riding. Come on.
Obviously,
yeah.
What about obviously? What about you, Goonie?
Give it
Can
a
I just
try.
Call you Goonie?
I'll give a pro and a con.
No, I mean, what about you as far as like speed lock? Like, have you witnessed that going away?
There's been instances where nothing shows up, and then it'll finally show. And so I don't know if that's like the speed lock, like instead of like speed lock, because
I've had that happen on the freeway. Yeah,
like that really maybe bad. It just doesn't show it until you're able to actively do something with it, which is okay, but I wish I just could do something with it. Let's see, y'all both got one of each, so I'm gonna do one of each and then we'll go back and forth. So my pro is attacking. Like, to me, attacking is so much easier and faster. And tip, if you didn't know, like, you don't have to just click the button and then click attack. You can just swipe up and it'll go straight into attack, or swipe right and it'll go straight into the other one, or swipe left and it'll go into the other. So but attacking is just like, to me, it's like, the problem is, like, you would get hit a lot, and then you'd have to, like, go, like, I got to get a cube, or I got to swipe left and find the cube and do the cube. But now with the cube up in the upper left, and it doesn't, like, cut everything off, it goes all scrambly crap when you run out of XM. So I like that, as well as just the attacking and being able to see when someone's attacking the portal around you. It kind of bleeds a little bit. Like, the individual resonators bleed if they're being hit, and so you'll know someone's attacking. Supposedly, you can see if someone's recharging too, but I haven't been around a portal where someone's recharging to know. But I think that's both really cool that you can see. My negative, and this is my biggest gripe in the game itself, it is just muddy to me, is how I gotta phrase it. It's almost like they didn't have a UI tester or someone on the team to look at it and go, this is just not user-friendly. It's just not, the UX on it is just horrible. I hate to say it, but it's just like, you look at it and it's just like, I can't tell what the hell's going on in some instances. I can't tell, you know, like, trying to put mods on something. It's just really small. It's just, if you look between the two apps, you can see the first one, it feels like there must have been a UX designer on it, because they're like, you can tell the difference. Every button, every function, everything you can do, you can see and tell. It's very drastic. The contrast between the text and the functions and what's going on is great. So it's just really easy to navigate and do everything. The new one, it's pretty in instances, but it's muddy because it's just like, I can't see what the hell's going on. And this may just take some getting used to, but I've been using this app for a bit, and they improved the roads a bit. Used to, it was really hard to see the roads. They have improved that a great deal. So I'm hoping they keep those kind of improvements. And that's what I got to say. Like, we're living in this scanner. It needs to function like we're living in it, and the visibility is a big thing.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest gripe. Okay, so y'all two go back and forth while I go pee.
Okay. I'll do some feedback I've heard from other people that I play with. There has been an outcry of, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Well, Redacted's coming, but I've been really mean and telling people, that's because you're old and you're afraid of change. And they say, yeah, I don't care. So, and that's fine, but there is something to be said for people who, like, I did see one person mention, like, there's significant other, kind of a borderline player as it is, will go out and do some things, but now this new user interface is a little more of a learning curve for them, and they're just like, I can't. That person in particular couldn't see, like, investing the time again. So It's a good thing, I guess, that Redacted's available for people who were playing before, because I think it's smart. So there's a pro and a con. It's a pro moving forward, trying to update all the UI and stuff, because there were some UI improvements that needed to be made. And the con of that, whenever you change, is you're going to lose some people. But I think the pro that they've addressed is by offering Redacted, you're not going to lose the old fan base that doesn't want these new features. I don't know if you can call them new features or upgrades or just a new UI, but the people who don't want it, they don't have to have it. So I think they've been very sensitive in trying to make everyone happy.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they would keep an old UI, though. It seems like it's almost like they're unsure, you know, like
well,
if you walk out
onto it. Well, it's just how feature parity happens, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as they get all the features from the old scanner into the new scanner, the Redacted is going away.
Oh, I did that.
Okay.
So it's not a permanent thing. So anybody who's like using it because they're like, well, I don't want to play the new one, you're going to have to play the new one eventually. And it feels like it's earlier than mid next year, because the two main features that they're missing is the portal submissions and seeing the scoreboard stuff. And as soon as they get that into Prime, bye-bye Redacted, which, you know, it needs to happen eventually. So
yeah. I'm okay with that, because just a little bit of overlap, and other big companies have done this throughout history. Like, look at Windows. When Windows 95 came out, everybody was like, oh my, I don't even know how to use my computer anymore. This is weird. Put it back. And it was like, really? You want that? But Windows, what they did was they allowed the old 16-bit OS to be in there. Like, you could pull up what looked like Windows 3.11 on Windows 95. Like, if you really wanted it, it's there. Like, they did that for a long time. They took it away when Windows 98, I think, came out, or later on. I don't remember.
And that, that would be a cool
idea.
Overlap. Why not sell Scanner 1.0 skin? Everything in your scanner is skinned like the original scanner.
Something to sell in the store.
Uh-oh, someone's going robot.
We got some lag going on.
Someone got redacted.
Yeah, you got redacted.
They didn't like
Jelly Belly redacted.
I do like the gesture type button, though, because Android has changed their, or they give you the option to, instead of having three single buttons on the bottom of your Android, you can just have like one that's a gesture button, meaning that you can swipe in different directions and it'll do different things. I love that they did that, and that's kind of a trend now with the UIs, I've noticed. Instead of having five different buttons, just have one button and you have five different gestures. So you interact with one button five different ways. I think it makes it clean, but one of the bad things, I guess, it introduces is that you're going to have to memorize those five gestures. You're going to have to memorize how to activate those and what they activate. So that's the con. But the thing is, like, if you play Ingress, like, you're probably not just going to do it like casually, like, seriously, you know, like most people in Ingress, like, use it daily, and you'll remember. In fact, there's only three swipes on the button down there. That's pretty easy to remember. But you also have to remember that there is a separate button on the screen that's dedicated to consuming power cubes. I think that's a weird decision. Did you guys like that?
It's awesome.
That little, you like it?
It's a quick access to power cubes. I don't have to go into menus and
pop it in there.
Yeah. I mean, it is fast. It's fast. It's there. It's always ready. You can just use it
in every aspect of the game.
Right? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the importance, that it was so important that they just needed it outside of the gesture range or whatever.
One con about that, though, is if you're not paying attention and you're using, like, say you're using up your level 1 power cubes, and you're just clicking through them. If you're maxed out in XM, it'll switch to your Lawson, and you'll accidentally, like, you could potentially.
Oh no!
I've done it. I've done it.
Yeah, because you just want to max out. You're just hitting. You know, you're just quickly spamming your level. You know, one or two power cubes to use them up and whatever, and then you're like, oh man, I just popped a Lawson.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of my other cons of just in general. And I think it's like another time when they're trying to do something nice, because it's like trying to be predictive, right? Like, oh, well, they're already full, so the only thing they could want to do is this. Well, it does it in that, and it also does it on resonators. If you're mm-hmm. deploying on a resonator, all of a sudden it like switches back and like throws a six on it something, because you can. But you may not want to. Like, lately I've been trying to save certain resonators for the anomaly. And so I'll sit there and I'll be resonating. And then all of a sudden they'll switch to one of the higher ones that I wanted to save and, like, throw it on there. And I'm like, ah. Son of a gun. And then, and I know, because it goes upgraded. Like, the audio is great in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I screwed up again.
So one of the greatest things about the front, what is it even called? The default, the front page of your scanner, the default screen. I don't know, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, is the fact that you can see how many items you have, your inventory. Oh, okay. I love that, because I always struggle. I'm always riding the line all the time, every day. And I got used to just like clicking, like flipping into my inventory and then, you know, opening that little flap or whatever and scrolling to the top, you could see. So I was always doing that, and it's like way too many clicks and stuff, but just seeing it all the time is really cool. And then of course they threw how many keys you have versus how much inventory. That's less useful, but just the total is really nice. I love it. Very nice. I guess on the right side, you have like the last time something was under attack of yours. Is that how that works? Or just the last portal to be under attack that you owned is also on the front screen. I don't see that being very useful either. How about a little UI customization, being able to hide some stuff or add some stuff? That'd be cool. Because if you want to see a lot of data and you don't care that your screen is absolutely cluttered, how about it? I mean, why not? You just activate them all or turn them all off. I want nothing. I don't know. I'm impressed with the UI.
I like seeing if you swipe right or northeast, you get to alerts. And I like on the alerts where it gives you an icon of the action that's happening. If something's being attacked or neutralized, and then it gives you the picture of the portal. And so you can see like immediately if it's like a portal that you want to be recharging on.
Oh yeah. Uh-oh.
Which, speaking of, I like it better in this where, in the old one, like trying to click on someone's name to like view profile, it was like this, like you're sitting there going like, why I feel like I'm touching the name. Why isn't it like popping up and giving me the option? This one, it's much more responsive, and you just click on it and it will say, you know, view profile or send message or block and com. So it's much easier to do that.
I didn't even notice that. I like that. Okay, cool. Yeah, so there's no new functionality, right? Or is there? There's nothing new as far as I know.
The cubes.
The cross-faction chat is new. And the chat feature.
Wait, we had that before. In comms?
We had faction chat, but the cross-faction specifically is new.
I think it was kind of like all. Like they had all.
It was just called all.
But the all before was mixed in with activities, and now it's separated out.
Yeah. And now you have activities, alerts, and chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have faction and cross-faction, yeah. So you get like four. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it's fixed yet, but the range in chat was broken earlier where it didn't matter where you had it. You just had everything. It looks like it may be fixed now, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's a good one. Okay, so, I mean, there's a lot to go over, and we're already like half an hour over the normal show time. What? So let's get into some more news. But we'll definitely talk about more Prime next week, every week now, because that's what we're in. Mm-hmm. Ingress Prime. What up? So I guess that's the question. Do we hit any of these what's in the capsules, or...
If there's any that are timely, like that won't make sense to wait a week, then.
Well, I want to say mine. So,
okay,
you know, I can say yours if you want, but. So. One of the things, and we haven't talked about this feature yet, but the new feature in the game, which is absolutely new, is recursion. So if you're level 16, you can actually decide to click on a button called recursion. And what this does is it starts a 4-hour timer. At the end of the hour, 4 hours, you can basically approve it, and you will then be reset to level 1. You'll keep your badges. You basically lose your AP. So you start at level 1, and you start over again. And then you have a bunch of cool, like, icons and stuff for your badges. And it shows you, like, if you're you know, multi-tiered in a badge, like if you've doubled up, you know, you've glyph tapped 50,000 times or whatever, it'll actually show how many times you've completed a badge over again. And it's a way, it's like the prestige systems in like what, Call of Duty and some other games have it.
Tap Titans.
What Titans?
Sorry, Tap Titan. It's a stupid tap game for Android. It's a mobile game. But you can,
it's like Cookie Clicker. But...
yeah.
And it will give you like, you'll have a different, you'll have this phoenix that covers the back of your badge, basically, when you, like, double it up or triple it up. But one of the things that this made me start thinking about is the AP that people get. Because, obviously, people in big cities are able to acquire AP at a much faster and larger rate than smaller cities. And that's fine in some instances, like when your game is capped at a level, and everybody will eventually get there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like one of the things that I've been looking for is like getting to 16, because that's the cap. And I'm basically now caught up with everyone else. Now with the recursion and you start over, like now I really want to get to 16 and recurse and start over and do it again. But I just feel like, I don't know if you can do it a third time. You know, like, if it keeps going forever and you get an onyx recursion kind of thing. Like, I feel like in rural areas, or I feel like in all areas, they need to adjust and change the AP you get based on population. So, if you're in a smaller town and it's you and Joe Bob Jim who plays Ingress, and you're the only two there, like, all of a sudden you get 3,000 AP for putting a resonator onto a portal, you know, instead of 625 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's just a balance, because more, and it just kind of balances out stuff, because you're spending the same amount of time playing the game. It's just, it's more quality over quantity, something like that. I don't know. Like, there's some negatives and positives, but the other thing is, I think now maybe people who are in close areas might go to the smaller areas to play because they could get more AP, but it's also more an opportunity for them to submit portals, which then benefits that smaller rural area as well, and they get more portals in the area because they get more agents coming there. The smaller areas get more people in, they get more tax money, and they grow into a bigger city, and then they're at the equal AP as everyone else. And it actually increases the world GDP and population, and actually creates a huge increase in just the state of everyone's life. It's like, I think, a prerogative. I think you've got to do it now.
Cats and dogs living together. Oh. Yeah.
Going there. So, and I think I've talked about like it before, but...
Oh, we talked about some sort of, like, way to balance the game for rural type
players. Yeah, this was players. A twist.
And, but, like, but tweaking the AP depending on time played and previous AP gains and stuff like that, like, there's some sort of algorithm there that they could figure out.
Well, and they already do it with MU, right? So if you throw a field over Haystack, Alabama, you're going to get 50 MU, and it may be a huge field. Where if you throw a small field over New York City, you're going to get, you know, 10 times the AP because it's all population-based.
Oh, yeah.
On how That's much true. MU you get. So the data's already there. Just adjust the AP to go with, like, how the MU does.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep.
As someone who lives in a fairly populated area, I don't know.
But you would still get the same amount you normally get.
I see your logic.
Well, and that's just the thing. Like, so I'm really excited for my friends who are living in big cities and they've started over and they're already level 8, like, within a couple days. And I'm like, what the? Like, that took a year. Or something stupid. And part of it is knowledge. Like, if I start over now, I would be level 8 a lot faster. Yeah. But it probably wouldn't be 3 days or 2 days or, you know what I mean? And saying that, I know one of the agents who's actually on the closer side to the 8 is actually in probably a more rural area than some other people I know. So... You know, it's also a little bit of skill in knowing how to field and get the AP and save the keys. And, you know, double AP is coming up, so start working on your plans to make those micro fields with your keys now and be prepared. Especially for resistance, make sure you fill up your inventory with keys instead of gear you'll need at the anomaly. Just a suggestion. Anyway.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It is.
I'll throw the mine out real quick. It's pretty simple little thing. So how about a global search feature where you can just pop a little search box up and just start typing? So if I typed...
Is this like
in,
a Google search?
Yeah.
What are we searching for here?
It searches your scanner. So, like, if you search for the word victory, it might pop up a key, right? Might pop up a key that's in a capsule somewhere.
It's like Victory Challenge Memorial?
Yeah, or something like that. You know, I don't know, Victory Church of God or something. I don't know. Who knows? But,
that'd be cool.
So, so you could obviously search for key text amongst all of your capsules instead of looking inside of each one, which I do all the time. Yeah. It takes so long and it sucks. But also you can look for items too. So like if I just type XMP or cube, just type in cube, right? So now I'll get all the cubes in my inventory, all the cubes that are in this capsule, all the cubes that are in this capsule. Maybe I have some quantum that are growing. Maybe I have one in my, you know, in whatever. So it would be kind of a way that you would search for anything and everything in your inventory.
And now with
you know,
yeah. Now with the dual layered inventory, like where you see the inventory and the bigger category. Like, that'd be great, because now you see the big category, and the big category would be all the different places that these items reside. So if it's in multiple capsules or in your inventory, that's just the multiple category. But as you scroll through, so, that'd be awesome. And they could do it. Yeah. They've got it built in.
Right, yeah. So make that happen, Niantic. I'd love
done.
It.
It is done.
Done, son.
Done, son. Like a number one. Hot dog bun.
All right.
All right.
Time for Jelly Belly to make a pun.
It's really simple. I hate that my triangle is yellow in Ingress Prime. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Oh, you're you. Like,
the little triangle that is.
Oh, your ego. Your ego.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I hate it. I hate it with a passion deep in my soul.
So
I would pay. Put cosmetics on the store.
Like some eyeshadow?
Give me the option to have a green triangle or a green square or a green circle. Like, we have an avatar for no reason up in the corner. Yeah. Give me the option to make that my little thing that flies around the screen, you know. I hate that. I'm so used to having my little green avatar triangle, ego triangle, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I don't like that it's yellow. I want to be partisan.
So would y'all be okay? Like, I'll say yes, I would be okay with this before I go through with it. But like Pokemon Go, you have your character that you can build out with clothes. Like, that's something we didn't mention. Ingress clothing in Pokemon Go, you can buy and it's free. You don't have to buy it. You just choose it. Enlightened Resistance or Ingress shirt. You can guess which one I have. It's Enlightened. Don't need to guess. But if they did that in Ingress, so you had your avatar, like, would people get pissed if it was like cartoony?
It would just show up on your own screen, so how would anyone care or know?
But if you're
forced to have it, because, like, you can't really play Pokemon Go without the avatar. Like, you've got to pick
No. Say the default is the yellow triangle that we have, and then in the store, you could have these options.
Okay, so you could buy an
avatar. Options. Yeah, perhaps some options are free. Maybe a green triangle, a blue triangle would be free, but if you want, like, something fancier to represent you, it would cost money, you know. Because I like cosmetic options for money-making schemes, because that doesn't affect the gameplay. And your scanner, you only see it, so it's not affecting anyone else's gameplay.
Yeah, I like that.
I still think inventory. Like, they have in Pokemon Go, and I know probably the I don't even know, the realest, the truest, the whatever, the old farts of Ingress, the OGs, would probably hate it, but I would want to buy more inventory. I think it would do.
I think everybody wants more inventory. Yeah.
But I think they're scared. Like, can you imagine if they just dropped, hey, we're going to sell inventory spaces? People would be like, that's pay to win. You can't do that. We got limited inventory because that's how the game is. And if you do that, then Johnny Blow Joe Blue Smurfy Smurf is going to kill me because he has more equipment.
What if you don't sell the inventory? But it's what you achieve the second, like, when you hit 16 again. After you prestige.
Population inventory, AP experience.
And then your inventory goes up. Michigan. Each time you level 16.
Yeah, why not? That's great. That's a great incentive.
But I want it now. I want to buy it. I want to buy all the inventories. I'm buy all the inventories. All of it. I'll buy it. I'll give you my money. Here's my credit card. I'm getting out my wallet right now.
Here's my credit card. How about a subscription?
Give me all the inventory. All of it.
$14.99 a month.
All of it.
For double inventory.
All the inventory. I'm always running out and I got bullshit.
Same price as Netflix. You can watch a bunch of movies.
And know where to put them. Where's the slot? I've got a chip. It's got a chip. I'll put it in. But that's what I'm saying. Inventory. Let me buy inventory. Would you buy inventory?
No, you earn inventory.
I'm going to buy my inventory.
I would be part of the outcry.
I don't live in Michigan. Now that's where you live, because I don't know if you people know that. I don't live in...
Michigan's like super rural. I just happen to live in the one tiny corner that is not.
Well, that's the weird thing. Like, I live in Huntsville, Alabama. It's not like a super, super small town. But... After driving through Nashville for 15 minutes and filling up my inventory, I realized just how small Huntsville is.
Oh, by the way, didn't they just legalize marijuana in Michigan?
They did. Like, they did. What? Today.
Like,
did
yes. It
was... So what are you doing, so you guys on the show? Come
visit? I don't do that. I don't care if it's legal.
You can.
It's legal.
Might as well.
Yeah. I'm visiting now. When's the next Comic-Con?
May. Come on up.
May. May rhymes with hay.
Yeah, by then, yeah, I'll make some brownies. I don't know.
Some Comic-Con brownies. Okay, so we're like almost an hour over time as it is. We've got some of your ideas. Vane has an idea. Sips coffee. Oh, hi, Agent Academy. How are you doing today? Oh, that's good. I'm good as well. Thanks for asking. Okay, so what's in my capsule? Horrible, horrible ideas, but hear me out. Shard beacons for portals. Everyone loves flash shards, global shards, right? So why not make a portal beacon for agents to bask glory of shard nanigans at their favorite portals for hours at a time? As an added bonus, the shard beacon could also be used as a decoy shard during anomalies or global events, which is absolutely horrible idea, which should never be implemented. Oh, God, you are reading this live right now, aren't you? Vane out. Vane's awesome. I got to meet Vane up in Boston.
Oh, cool.
Vane's an awesome dude. So
the shard nanigans, definitely the shard beacon as a decoy is a horrible idea. People would be spamming that. Nobody would get any work done. That would be nuts.
I like it, but it's... I like it for evil reasons. Yeah.
Right. Vane is the creator of the Order of the Link Amp. So whenever you're hearing that, that's where that came from.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
We need to have him on the show sometime to tell the story, the Order of the Link Amp.
For sure.
But yeah, shards. So I don't think they're in Prime yet, so they can't be in the anomaly, right? Until but maybe they made beacon shards. Then we could put our own shards in. And you could be like, Agent Soho sharded. No?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Just like that.
Okay, so we probably should save the rest for next week.
Okay, we did go over a little bit. But, I mean, it was predictable. So
yeah, there's so much to talk about.
We just are planning for it. Some plan for it. Yeah. I mean, I still got to have a drink here, so I'm good for however long.
Your content has value, but we don't want to just wallet text this. We're going to save it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll save it, and we'll appreciate all of you Prime users of Ingress out there that are listening to the show currently. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll give you a little ribbit. Another ribbit. I wonder how long I can keep ribbit. Before my co-host tell me to stop the show. No? I'll take that as something. Before we go, we do want to give out a little freebie that we like to give out every week. I'm pretty sure JBJ Blaze has only stayed in the chat room for this one thing only, and we love you, JBJ Blaze, so thanks for being there. Achievement for this week, if you're in the super special secret Order of the Link Amp Agent Academy Club, you can go to Agent Academy Podcast, look for the episode number for this episode, and put in this code, A11071806278A.
Woot.
And you will get an achievement. You get new achievements every week.
So long.
It was the date and the time when I made the achievement.
That is so long. Can't you really? Make up like, can you do like, I don't know, Rice Krispie Pops?
Which is longer, but you just don't have to say every letter.
But like,
I said
AARICECRISPIESPOPP.
I don't know why there's two P's in pop.
Hamburger rainbows.
AA.
Boom. People are going to remember hamburger rainbows.
Right. So once again, that is AA112. No, I'm just kidding. You'll have to rewind to hear that. And come back next week. Help us out. Go get a free book. There's a Niantic book that we talked about earlier at audibletrial.com/Asian Academy. If you have an Amazon Prime account, come to our twitch.tv/Asian Academy page and sign up for a free. It's not even a trial. It's just a free. Every month you get a free thing on our page.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Free thing.
Free things.
It's a free subscription. You get stuff. You get either a resistance or enlightened symbol that you can post in the chat room. Super fun stuff. And if enough people do this, we'll actually get more chat icons that we can give out, and then you'll get those too. So tell your friends about it, especially those with Prime accounts already, because then it costs you nothing.
And, nothing.
Unlike the Ingress store, this costs you nothing. See what I did there? All around. This isn't even a bundle. So come back and see us next week. How long can I keep these fools on the line? I don't know. This is I'm talking about you two, not the.
Fools.
Oh, yes. Man.
I'm just giving up forever. The Twitch channel.
Yeah. I don't believe in you, but I do. I super believe in you, Tad Cooper.
Hi, everybody.
So I said the numbers too fast. The same again, just for you, JBJ Plays. AA, and it's the day 11/07/18. At 0627 AA. So 6:27 PM. There's no PM in there. Is this confusing or what? I don't know. Anyway, we're done. We'll see y'all next week, Agent Academy. Let us know how you're doing in Prime. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Agent So.
I'm Agent Sally Pie.
And we're all leaving. Bye.
Bye.